I'll comment on the issue of non-financial contribution in marriage. As pointed out in the report, Norway's general aim is, in line with the committee's general recommendation number 29 from 2013, that the economic advantages and disadvantages related to the relationship and its dissolution should be borne equally on both spouses if the parties have not agreed otherwise. As a main rule, all joint property is divided equally between the spouses in case of divorce, regardless of their individual contributions. Certain assets can be acquired during the marriage, such as inheritance, is not considered joint property. A spouse's indirect contributions to acquisition of property belonging solely to the other spouse, usually in the form of unpaid work, such as care for children, can lead to joint ownership being established. And this follows from consistent case law. And furthermore, I'll also comment on the resident permits due to persons subject to domestic violence. In Norway, it is necessary for 3 years of residency to obtain a permanent residence permit as a main rule. For persons with a resident permit following an application for protection and their family members, there is a 5 years requirement. And a permanent residence permit implies the right to live and work in Norway indefinitely and is also an extra protection against expulsion. And Norway finds it reasonable that there is a requirement for the duration of stay and that the foreigners establish a connection with Norway before he or she obtains the benefit following a permanent residence permit. However, victims of domestic violence are safeguarded through their right to an individual residence permit on the basis of abuse. And in 2015-2016, the Ministry of Justice and Public Security conducted a review of the legislation and practice after this regulation. On this basis, the provision was extended in 2018 to also include abuse conducted by other members of the household than the applicant's partner, and also abuse conducted by family in-law. The threshold of proof of abuse is low, and the applicant's explanation is central to the immigration authority's decision. So the requirement of proof is low. It is not a requirement that the applicant has filed a police report. The abuse may be of either physical or psychological nature and is due to an overall assessment. There are no immediate plans for further reviews of the legislation. However, we emphasize that Norway always will consider constantly whether it is possible to clarify the regulations further to make them more predictable without this coming at the expense of other important considerations. We acknowledge also that information about victims' right to apply for an independent residence permit is essential for victims to access their rights. And the government provides information through online portals, information materials, and hotlines and call centers. And there is also information provided on the provision through the police and the crisis centers, among others. Thank you.